government of Japan continues to support the efforts of the government of Jamaica to provide critical services for the growth and development of the country and its people. Through Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Project, GGP, Jamaica has benefited from contributions to bring about improvement in various fields, including health, education, and skills training, as well as social welfare. The Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Project is a flexible and timely funding scheme which supports community-level socio-economic development projects initiated by civil society organizations addressing people's basic human needs.
I must say how grateful we are, the people and the government of Jamaica, for the significant contribution that has been made to our country by Japan.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Just recently, the Hanover Educational Institute received a $10 million grant from the government of Japan through the GGP towards the construction of a hospitality training facility. The new facility, to be built on the grounds of the institute, will entail a dining room, one classroom with a computer room, kitchen, event area, and male and female restrooms. Minister Green notes that the GGP has helped to empower numerous Jamaicans.
We all appreciate that unless our young people are empowered, we will not be able to transform Jamaica. And empowerment largely comes through a significant program of education and training.
Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano, says the project will be a great addition to the parish in terms of providing skills training and educational opportunities. He notes that the Hanover Educational Institute has been proactively engaged in activities to promote educational as well as technical and vocational skills training for those who could not attend classes or had to drop out for various reasons.
At the end of their course of study, graduates should be well-equipped and poised to enter the job market and seek gainful employment, hopefully in many hotels within the hospitality and tourism sector, which is a very promising and major income earner industry of this country.
Chairman of the Hanover Educational Institute, Kenrick Davis, has expressed gratitude for the grant. He says the construction of the hospitality training facility will enable the institute to offer hands-on vocational training in addition to academic training. Administrators at the Highgate Primary and Junior High School in St. Mary and Middleton Primary School in St. Thomas have received $24 million in grant funding from Japan for infrastructural works at their institutions. Highgate Primary will benefit from the construction of two new classrooms at a cost of $14 million, which will increase the institution's complement to 13. Principal of Highgate Primary, Adassa Henry, says the additional classrooms will greatly assist in alleviating space constraints for the more than 700 students. And Principal of Middleton Primary School, Jennifer Crawford, says the dream of building a canteen at the school has become a reality.
On behalf of the School Board of Management, staff, students, and parents, it is a pleasure to express thanks to the Grassroots Humanitarian Project founded by the Japanese government for approving our proposal for funding of our canteen building. The canteen will be of invaluable benefit to the school and community.
Ambassador Nakano says he's happy to know that his country's provision will go a far way in assisting both schools.
We highly value education in the conduct of our citizens to Jamaica. Since I arrived as Ambassador of Japan, I purposefully put our focus on assistance to the education sector. It is my strong belief that education is the key to develop a nation and a people.
Japan and Jamaica have enjoyed strong bilateral relations since establishing diplomatic ties in 1964. This collaboration has been strengthened over the years through several initiatives, including a well-established teacher exchange program.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.